What's up, everybody? This is Pat, aka everyone's favorite sequel, and you are listening to another episode of MMV, Mileage May Vary. Welcome back to another hour of bored millennials complaining a lot, trying some new things out this new year, so leave some feedback on our Twitters if you don't like change. Anytime you hear this, I was being way too lazy to make a new intro, so without further ado, let's get straight to the content.
I don't know if that's a test. Is that the new intro?
I thought he was singing a Rod Wave. I thought he was about to start singing. You full of surprises today. Start singing.
Like, all right, you know what?
New year, new intro host.
We got my guy Sin Fuego.
Are you recording?
Yes, maybe.
2020.
Thank you for coming to MMV, Mileage May Vary.
I like that. You gotta put the laugh in there. That shit was great.
I can't wait to hear the laugh.
That was excellent. Mileage May Vary.
I know. That's all I got. Honestly, I realize I don't appreciate Patrick enough. This is me, Sin Fuego. Sin Fuego 100.
Sin Fuego.
To my left, we have
Savage is in the building. No ad lib.
That boy ain't got no ad lib no more.
And then
Young Patrick Irving, who does not have an ad lib also.
That boy ain't never had no ad lib.
And to my right,
we have Daniel.
I just like Daniel.
It's been a strong break, so I feel like everybody is allowed to have a little bit of a laugh story.
I know, right? Like, yeah, I like how you put me on the fucking the spot. You're like, the Sim Frickle didn't start. I was like, wait, why don't we vote? Like, the nigga just decided, like, fuck you guys.
2020, nigga.
Like,
that's
Russia.
That's how we giving it up. 2020.
He's like, Mr. Putin says you will submit
your country. Yeah, no choice.
Yeah.
2020. That's,
I mean, because I did it for 2 episodes, so
I know, and I really enjoyed you guys doing it.
You hear how he counted it? He was like,
"Yeah." He was like, "Nah, 3 not gonna happen."
So then you start with Extra Jackson. The story has start with Patrick.
So we doing a recap? Is this the recap?
Yes, sir. How has 2020 treated you thus far?
2020 is not too bad for me. I realize I'm actually holding the mic real close, so let me put it back down. I got way too personal. Forgive me. 2020 is not bad for me. The videos is doing really well. I forgot when I posted them, the last week of December. So I appreciate all who watched the most recent video on Know Your Craft. Not the most recent, but the second and most recent, the Teespring one. Thank you so much. We got to like 1,000 views, which is dope.
Hey.
So I'm gonna just keep it moving, and then we'll see what happens.
Wow, 1,000.
Yeah. Forgot what it is. It's like 1,000 something.
I just have to watch you when you say stuff.
Reached like 1,000 something, so you know, we'll see what the next video does. But Young Savage is supposed to be showing up real soon, spoiler alert, so we'll see what happens. He's got his devices, but next video is going to be about the tools of the trade if you want a little bit of information, and you'll see exactly what I use to make the videos in the channel. And other than that, everything else has been great.
All right, so next. You act like this, you act like them new niggas. Y'all know what's up.
This Savage. It's 2020. I knew it was time. I said I wasn't going to sit here and pussyfoot or footy puss or whatever they want to say.
Google
footy puss if you want to.
You don't do that shit on your work laptop.
The YMC is gonna show up. I'll see you guys.
Come back tired of shit. Apparently, I said to do it Beyonce. Never would have guessed.
Hey, censor her name out. They'll cancel this whole podcast. The Beehive don't play them fucking games.
Hey, there has to be somebody just scouring the entire internet for Beyonce.
Nah, you don't do that shit with Rihanna's Navy. You don't do that shit with the Beehive. Rihanna's Nicki Minaj. Navy. Yes, Rihanna has a Navy, nigga. Her, you don't know?
Her fan people are.
Oh. Nigga, that's what her massive is, nigga.
She has the Navy.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. And Beyonce has the Beehive. Nicki Minaj got bum bitches who can't support her. Hey man, as long as you respect the Beehive, you don't care. Like, and fucking the Nicki Minaj, Charlamagne had a joke. It was like Nicki Minaj, all her what they call Barbies,
Barbie,
they all
Barbie.
Broke. That's why she had to cancel her tour. And then they were coming at her. They was all coming at him on like online and Black Twitter. And he was like, maybe if y'all bitches wasn't on Twitter, y'all bought tickets to her show when it got canceled. Maybe y'all went and got jobs, y'all could go to her show.
Damn, man.
All right, continue.
Yeah, so this year is going to be a good year for everybody on the pod. I'm going to finally start. I started it already, but I'm finally putting out my clothing company or clothing line, or you want to say. I'm going to be doing more on video things so that, you know, I could get a lot more content out there and so people can see how I actually do and what the process is, because when I'm actually editing at work, people are actually coming up to me and they're looking on the computer like, oh, so you actually really do paint stuff? And I'm like, yeah, nah, that just stand here with a paintbrush for no reason, or I'm using a airbrush or something like that. So 2020 is the land of gold for us, I would say.
Real shit.
Yeah.
From your mouth to God's ears.
No, really, I mean, I feel like 2020 already started shitty as fuck.
Like,
Donald posted that video, and I was like, damn, the comment in our group, and I thought, damn, this is true as fuck.
Which
like,
one?
They already started a war. Oh, this fucking Puerto Rico had this worst earthquake in like a million fucking
Australia's
years.
Australia's on fire.
Australia's on fire.
I didn't know they were on a fault, first of all.
Yo, who, no one knew.
Nigga, they just made a fault there, dog.
No, they just found out themselves. The ground has opened up. They're like, oh, shit.
Gotta tell the scientists.
I was talking to a 40-year-old Puerto Rican woman living in Puerto Rico her whole life before coming to America. She was like, that shit ain't never happened when I was there.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And then you saw this, the end of days lightning storm just went down.
Yeah, in Manila.
The earth is just ramping up to just expel us all.
Oh,
we're just a big sickness.
We're done.
We're just
done
a big sickness right now.
Because there's going to be a war where? In the Middle East.
Yeah. Holy it's only land. Day 12. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand. It's only day 12.
And how many days did God spend in the...
What making the earth?
I don't know. I was thinking the desert.
You're trying to tie it in. They spent 40 years walking around the desert. He made it rain for 30 days and 30 nights.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism with numbers. That's what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, I think it's gonna be popping for me for sure though.
Yeah,
like I got a few things working, cooking, and nothing crazy has happened really this week. But
hey, 12 days into the year, you guys seem saying 12. Is it really just been?
It is 12.
Wow. I say in just, but you know what? 12 is almost half, and you know.
Half the month. It's almost February.
Yeah. Jesus. See, my 2020 has been big. You know what I'm saying? I found out I must be like a descendant of Miss Cleo because I called that war, man.
Call that war.
Called it. Like, check back to the older episodes if you have not, because we had predictions of 2020. That was our last episode.
Was the last episode.
And, like,
I
shit
said that
just
to a lot of
coming
people
into fuition. See, like, you know, MNV got the foresight. So if you a sponsor and you trying to be popping in 2020, you sick of all these Instagram models? We death rowing this bitch. Come over here to MNV Podcast. We sponsor the fuck out your shit. I tell you what's happening with your sales. You come to MNV, it's going to go up. You know what I'm saying?
It's nothing but a gangster party.
Hey.
That's how we're giving it up. But yeah, so far, 2020 trash. I'm ready for 2021. World War III about to start.
Dog.
Australia's on fire. Puerto Rico got an earthquake. Nigga, it's probably gonna flood Florida. Shit just been crazy.
I think now you have to predict the next natural disaster.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
Daniels. This is a new segment. Daniels, next prediction.
2020, MNV Pod's gonna get some sponsors.
We don't ask for money.
Man, we gotta speak it into power. You know what I'm saying? Words is power. Words mean things. We're gonna speak it into existence. We might hit the lotto. We're gonna get six figures each individually. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed.
Boy, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You're not even over.
Nah, this is the year beginning, bro.
Yeah.
Shit. We all got some brand new cars. Within this last year, we all done traded up and got some new whips. So, you know, let's say houses is coming into people's pockets. All
right.
Houses is coming into people's lives. We all got lucrative businesses coming. Oh, shit. I didn't give y'all my business card, but we're going to keep that off air. Because niggas be hating. But, yeah, so we going to be popping. 2020, I see nothing but, you know, upside. I'm ready for 2021 and... all actuality, because you know 2020 is gonna be the grind year, so that the success year could be 2021. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we gonna be litty too titty all day. We gonna be in there like swimwear. You know what I'm saying?
And I think what's interesting is, like, you know, moving on to the next topic. Really, in 2020, you know, I think women have gotten really crazy out there. Honestly.
Let me make sure I mark that for the hot fire.
No, I mean to say it in general.
I'm just saying what they did with the Me Too movement, it worked. You understand?
Yeah.
The dynamic has changed. We were talking to the brother Savage, and he's going through some things right now.
He's been harassed by a woman. I've been harassed by a woman.
I have also been harassed by a woman in the workplace.
So I
now it's like,
yeah, in the workplace.
Come on, man. We was talking about men with the toxic masculinity for the last 5 years, and this toxic femininity.
No, I actually think
it's
overdrive estrogen.
Overdrive estrogen. It's what?
Estrogen overdrive.
It gives him estrogen strength.
Yeah. OE is like serious.
No, it is.
And OE, they OD on OE, nigga.
Yeah. Like, just real quick, when a woman has too much estrogen,
what happens?
She just bursts into flames. Is that why I've never seen a woman?
You ever heard of spontaneous human combustion?
The Exorcist was actually a real telling story about what happens when a woman has too much estrogen.
Like, is there like a medical?
We actually know someone in a fertility clinic that we're gonna shout out,
yeah.
And we're gonna reach out to them and find out what estrogen.
Yeah.
Overages are.
Yeah,
just in case.
Shout out to you. You know who you are.
Wait, we're not gonna shout them out by
name. No. Hell no.
Oh,
not
okay.
By name.
We care about their employment.
That's what I'm saying.
They actually just got a promotion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shout out to you. And shout out to the Mister. You know who you are too.
Yeah.
Also just got a promotion. Doing big things. Saving lives. Painting houses.
What?
We have rich friends. What can we say?
That's what
we
I'm saying.
Do both.
They are rich friends. You know. You got some baby problems? Go see them. You got some legal problems? Go see them too.
Got it.
So, like, really, I think this brings to our topic, really, which is women harassment.
Let me ball up the other topic.
You make me the moderator?
Hey, he looked at you with the Captain Phillips. He was like, I am the captain. Hey. I am the captain now.
No, go ahead. No, I prepared the topic.
We've already started.
You didn't prepare.
I'm gonna have to prime. I'm gonna have to think about all the words I'm gonna use
to apologize to your girl.
Anything that I may have to say, I'm just gonna have to. So continue.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump because you know I've been a little traumatized at my workplace. So, you guys all know I departed from my previous employer because I used to talk cash money shit, and I told all my coworkers to listen to the pod. So you know, y'all know who y'all are. Gang, gang, gang.
Shout out to LaQuisha.
Know what I'm saying? And shout out to that bitch Jenny. I've been telling them you ain't doing shit on overtime. Yeah, you don't never clock out for lunch. But so I left that previous job, and you know when you leave a job, you go to a new job, it's for a new beginning. You're like, I get to be new here. People don't know my work ethic. I want to lay low. I'm not going to get done stuff finished too quick, because then they're going to be like, yo, we could give him too much work and stuff like that. And you know, the people who are there before you, they start hating, like, oh, he think he better than us. Oh, he think he's smarter than us. This job is not hard. People who work here has never worked at a hard job. So I'm chilling. I'm coasting. Somebody who left the job I left followed me here.
Word?
Yeah.
That quickly and easy?
Followed me here, showed up. My very first day, they were taking their interview. They walking me through the whole office to see who's who and going to different floors to see what we own. Oh, you know, this is a conference room we have. I see her in the conference room. I was like, who's that? They were like, oh, we have an interview with them. They actually came from your job. I was like, I know, but I'm not a hater. So I could have been like, you know that bitch still on probation at my job. Why would y'all hire her here when she'll leave? She'll straight up leave. She's not even that good of a worker. So I could have hated, but I was like, nah, I'm going to let you cook. You know what I'm saying? I was on speaking terms with them when they was at my old job, but it's not like we was friends. We ain't know each other. You ain't even been there 3 months. Mm. Cool. She get the job here, and it's like my second week. She start, she asking me questions about here. I'm like, bruh, I started 2 weeks ago. I don't fucking know. Don't ask me. Go ask somebody who fucking know. And then she ends up small talking me to fucking death. I feel like I've spoken about her on the podcast.
Yeah.
So she would just come and be like, damn, ain't that crazy how the carpet is in the floor?
What?
Like, yo, this is pointless small talk. If you want to say something to me, just say it to me. But if you have nothing to talk about, why are you interrupting me while I'm actually trying to work? I'm trying to, you know, show these people I got good work ethic. All right, cool. She don't know how to take a social cue when niggas trying to end the conversation. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's crazy. But yeah, I'm trying to finish this right now. So she's like, yeah, okay, I see you working all hard and stuff. How do you like it so far? Bro, I've been here 2 weeks. I don't know how I like it so far. Okay. I see you busy trying to get this work done. And I'm like, yo, yo, I don't know what's going on here. I'm looking around like, nah, she fucking with me. I'm expecting to look at her and be like, ah, no, I'm just fucking with you. I just wanted you to think I was weird. And I was like, oh, I would have died laughing. Like, oh, you funny. But she was like dead serious. So I was like, I'm not gonna give her no eye contact. I'm gonna look at my computer. I'm gonna type, just keep typing, keep clicking, keep doing what I'm doing. That didn't bother her not a damn bit. She just kept talking. Then I get a phone call from, after like later that day, I get a phone call from somebody I used to work with who was real close with her, was like, I hope you're being nice to her over there. And I was like, you talking like she likes me. I think this is what happened. Is she trying to snatch me? I think I'm being harassed in the workplace. And I was like, this can't be. All right, cool. The next day she come up to me. Hey, I'm about to take lunch now. You want to go to lunch? Nah, I take lunch later. Yeah, I know. So, at the other job, you always used to take lunch later. This bitch is watching my patterns. This is like you. Y'all seen you?
Yeah.
If I show up dead, this bitch did it.
You gotta share this shit. Honestly.
Yeah. So it's like,
this is a testimonial just in case.
Yeah, man.
No,
yeah.
But honestly, overdrive estrogen has really taken over. It has really become a problem.
Really, if you say it enough, it becomes a
problem. Overdrive estrogen, sure. AKA OE.
OE, bro. No, seriously, because like,
he's gonna think it's bum beer.
What's crazy is that girls act like they can't be weird. No, you can be weird and be a girl. Like, you can be on some harassing ass shit. Yeah. Like, perfect example.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, weird as in, like, they're socially awkward. Or you talking about weird as in, like, pressuring you to...
Yes, all of the above. Oh. Like, that's the thing. Like, girls...
She was literally holding me hostage in these conversations. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just here to work. I just want to earn my check and maybe get a promotion and just work and go home. That's all I'm here for. I'm not here.
That's just the real as fuck. He actually connects with me.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I have two stories about overdrive estrogen. Y'all already know about my fucking boss.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to title this.
That shit, that
knows about overdrive estrogen.
Yo,
we're going to get some listens off of that.
My boss is weird as fuck. Weird as fuck. You know what she likes to do on weekends? Sends me photos on what she's doing.
And what is she doing?
Nothing. She sent me a photo of a fucking a lake or some shit today.
A lake?
Yeah, like a lake. A honestly, low key lake. I don't have my phone on me, but a lake.
I'm like, post that picture in the link.
I'm like, I'm not gonna respond to your fucking lake picture. Honestly, I wasn't doing shit. I was watching Pan's Labyrinth falling asleep, but I was like, I refuse to even make you feel like we haven't have any connection. But she's not. She's the worst one, just honestly. But she's not even the weirdest one. There's this one girl at my job, right? Who every time I see her, she, you know, makes sure that I notice that she's there, and she's also black. So like you wouldn't like her
either. You use the man real government. Oh, yo.
That's how I do it. You took that one to heart.
I'm gonna fucking rat you out.
Gonna rat you out.
Thank God. You gotta have to go in there. And she's also
bad.
Black.
My bad.
Say it again. Who wants a better name?
My bad.
So you can just edit it and go backwards.
Can you do that if I say it again? She's also black.
No.
Savage.
Yeah, just cover it with.
Says he's only 21. No, but she's mad weird. Like literally, like across. I think I told you.
I feel like
I see her across the parking lot.
Yeah, you told me. Yes, she'd be like, yes, you did. Yeah.
Hey. I was like, hey. You know, like, this is a whole parking lot. Like now people are like, oh, well, they know each other. I literally exactly. Didn't know. I don't know her name at all. I literally didn't know her first name at all. And she was like, hey, my name. And I was like, yo. And I'll see you in the hallway. Seeing you again. I'm like, yeah, we work at the same place. You're going to see me every day. Unless I'm on a vacation, then I hope you don't see me. But like, she one time caught me in an ill-ass conversation. Be like, yeah, I used to be a cheerleader. And one time we went to KU, and they had the weirdest chant. It goes, KU.
You're like...
I was like, what did I do to deserve it? What god did I piss off? I was like, damn, I do make fun of Patrick's religion a lot. His god has fucking cursed me.
Jehovah was like, ha-ha, now you shall witness.
Super weird, man.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember you telling me about her.
Yo, yeah. It's fucking weird as fuck. It's super weird.
So is that the social awkwardness of somebody who does not know how to have a common conversation with somebody of no. Maybe the opposite sex or just anybody in general?
I think just the dynamic is changing. You know how like they might say the Me Too movement's about men who was using their powers against you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm scared to talk to a girl in my workplace. Yeah, it's some girls who like me, and I'm like, oh, she liked me, and I like her too. But I'm not trying to get in them type of problems. But this girl. She likes me. And it's like, I don't feel the same way. Like, you're not, I'm an asshole. I like to do interesting things. I like to do things out of the ordinary. I like to, y'all be with me. We be out and about. We like to have a good time and crack jokes. I don't feel comfortable doing that with somebody in my workplace. On top of that, even if I knew her from outside of work, we're not the same type of person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, cool. How do you tell someone in a nice way, I don't want to talk to you. We not, you know, whatever, whatever.
Oh.
Like, men haven't been faced with these type of challenges
yeah,
my whole entire life. I've been on this earth for 29 years, and I ain't never had to be like, yo, it's not you. It's me. We was able to walk away from the situation before. And now it's like, you got me up against the wall. Like, back against the wall. And Young Savage can relate because... he has like a whole girlfriend that we're trying to get to the bottom of. We're trying to get to the bottom of this situation.
Hey, he's only 21.
Should we let him tell the story or should we tell it? Let him tell the story first, then we tell it from our perspective.
He was at the table. I was like, I don't know if you know, but I think she lives with you now.
All right, so Savage, we'll have Savage start from the beginning. Savage, explain the situation you're in with this young lady.
You got 5 minutes. Go ahead. Give him a 5-minute version.
All right, so the brief. All right, so the briefing of this was... So I ran into her at work. I used to work at this desk job for my airline, whatever. And basically, every day she would walk by, and I have a supervisor, and me and him real cool. So me and him would talk. And she would walk up, and I was like, she's only walking up because she want to talk to you. And he's like, nah, playboy, she want to talk to you. So, whatever. she comes up one day, and my homeboy, my supervisor buddy's my homeboy, so he actually goes out of his way to introduce us. And after that day, every day she'll come up and be like, "Hey, so you want to go get breakfast?" And I was like, "I guess. Like, I'm gonna make friends out here."
Wow.
See,
must take them number one.
Yeah. So no, I did calculate that, right? So in my head, I was like, "No crazy signs yet." Then she went and said, "You know I'm crazy, right?" And I was like, "That's sign number two.
Wow.
That was sign number two.
This was all in the same day.
No, I hope that God.
Only a fine girl could say, "No, I'm crazy," and me still continue a conversation with her. Like, I know I'm crazy.
From
too,
my
girl.
Past experience, when a girl says she crazy, you take that.
Yeah,
like,
you believe it.
Oh, all right, cool. And the only thing worse than a girl telling you she crazy is she saying, "I'm not crazy." Okay, cool. That means people have called you crazy in the past and just made you
crazy.
Angry.
Yeah, but you're crazy. You're still crazy if you say you're not crazy.
Exactly.
So either way, they're at a loss.
Yeah.
Estrogen overdrive. So,
yeah.
Like O-E. So, with that, whatever, I was like, you know what? I don't have any homegirls like that. Like, you know, like, I have homegirls, but I don't have any, like, homegirls that I hang out with outside the job. So I was like, all right, cool, you know what, she likes the same food I like, so we're gonna go try food. So we would go out to eat and then we'll just talk and stuff, and because we like go to destinations and stuff and fly, we would talk about stuff like that. And you know,
so mark that as number three.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you got that. He's like, since we fly to destinations exotic, you know, Maldives, Ukraine, China, all the love places.
Yeah, we was at the Paris Eiffel Tower. You know what I'm saying? We held hands once. We held hands once at the Eiffel Tower, but you know.
No, but we.
Go ahead, continue.
We never took a trip together ever. Period. Like, on a plane. So.
On a plane.
Yeah, we just go to eat. Like I said, we wanted to go eat to places. And so we would go eat or whatever. And then in my head, I would be like, yeah, I hope she know we just friends. But she would say stuff that, like, I peep relationships.
In my head.
Yeah.
I peep, like, because I hear, like, relationship stuff being said, and I'm like, no, I just told you we're just friends.
I honestly lost count of how many, you know, clues.
I think we're close to four or five, but, or five, you know, maybe. We'll just round up and say five.
So, Push Care to Shelf, when we would hang out, and then, we'll go eat, and she's like, "Oh yeah, me, you, and your friends should go on trips." And I was like, "Yeah, now it's starting to add up, because now on the wall inside my room, I got the little scratch chalkboard, and I have marks every time I start to feel like there's something wrong." So on the back of my door, there was like 16 marks at that time, and I was like, "Yeah, nah, this gotta either end or just she don't understand that this is a friendship." So, push came to shove.
See, and that's what you said, push came to shove around her. She's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah.
Push can come to shove."
Estrogen overdrive.
So, you know, I mean, I thought it was harmless if a girl make you food or whatnot. So, I was like, "All right, bet she want to make food. Yeah, I'm on like keto."
Ah, mateys.
She's so, like, "Oh, I always loved the Pirates of the Caribbean."
Just saying. So, I decided to have, she was like, "Oh, I cook keto stuff," because she decided to do keto too. So I was like, "All right, so maybe this might take the temperament off of me eating keto and having to deal with making food. Hey, you know, a free meal." You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got similar interests, like keto and stuff.
In fact,
traveling.
Yeah, Savage started keto, and then she's like, "I should get on keto too."
Yeah,
that's something we could do together.
Yeah,
that was actually what happened. Yeah.
And she was like, "Okay, so she's gonna prep the food for you. Go ahead, continue."
So that's why I started getting sadder and sadder in my head, because I'm like, "Damn, I can't have no homegirls," because now in her head she probably believed this is some type of relationship. So then one day she show up and she's like, "So do you wanna try this? But I'm moving to New York." And I was like, "Nah, I don't. But we could be friends." And I put out my pinky.
Wow.
See, that's he's trying to snip the OE in the butt. That's what it is.
So, and I didn't like that she was crying. I was just like, "Yo,
what the wow. So let
don't
me
cry to me.
Said he's only 21.
Yeah, savage. But let me give you my breakdown.
I'm not that type of nigga to be.
So what I heard from the story is
there's no empathy.
You met this girl at work.
Yeah.
Yo, she went to go talk to somebody you were standing with, and you was like, "Oh, okay, cool, she coming to talk to you." And then she was like, "Yo, put me down with your boy." So then,
not really, cause
nah. Hey, funny. Hey, you no. had your time to talk. Let me talk now. So then your boy was like, "Yo, hey, Savage. Oh, Savage, it's crazy that you here." And she just walked up. This is my dog Savage. And then from that day on, y'all eating lunch together and shit, and y'all going to destinations.
But not on the plane though.
Just in a car.
No, it was bull,
holding hands, walking down the beach.
Holding hands. That was not a part of it.
I remember you said it was one time y'all was in y'all room and she was sitting on your bed and she put her foot in your face. Some shit like that.
In my plate.
In your plate.
The plate that she made me.
What was the plate in your lap?
Yeah. She put her feet in your lap. She has been aggressively coming.
That's why she was going like this and hitting her foot. Like,
no, she didn't do that.
Not into this? Not into this?
I'm talking about the food right here. I had the little tray. You know when you sit in your chair, you got yourself a tray? Because I don't know about y'all. Niggas eat the hot food in your hands? Nah, nigga, I got
Let me ask you this. Has your brother ever put his foot in your lap?
No, he ever does shit. That shit is weird. That shit you only do with your girlfriend? Or somebody you smash it.
From what I'm getting from the story is y'all was in a whole ass relationship, but she forced you into that relationship, and you ain't know. That's what I feel was happening in this situation, because you was like, yeah, you know, she was calling me and she would say, let's chill, and you're like, in my head, I was telling her we was friends, but you never verbally said it because you was
No.
I know she think we in a relationship.
No. The worst part was I was vocal. I was vocal about everything.
Yeah, but you know how when girls on that OE, they just freaking ignore that.
It's certain words that their biology doesn't allow them to hear.
No, seriously though.
Like, no, we not in a relationship.
No.
But what they say here is, we relationship. That's all the words in that sentence they hear.
So imagine she say, she used to be like, that's right, bestie. And I was like, no, we're just friends.
Hey, girl, don't call me bestie.
That's what I used to say.
Don't call me bestie.
That's the thing. I don't hold back when I talk. Yeah. I just be like, yo, no. No.
I feel like with your OE counterpart, you have to clear boundaries. We went to a work function that was a happy hour. And, you know, all my older, I have other female coworkers. I gave them hugs because that's what they was doing. We was hugging. And when I came to
notice the person, you said that twice.
Yeah. We was hugging everybody. Hug.
We was hugging,
and then
hugging.
When the person who has OE at my job approached, I gave it a firm handshake. the interview handshake, like, it was firm and brisk. It was, there's nothing but business here. Because, you know, I don't like being taken advantage of.
Me too. It's super weird, though. Yeah. Because, like...
Forgive me.
That's from Hawaii.
No,
I'm just saying. It's actually... it's interesting because, like, I actually told my boss, like, I don't want to have drinks with you. You're like, come on.
You ever seen that movie Horrible Bosses 2? That's what you need to do.
I only seen one. I don't think. And I would smash the hell out of Jennifer Aniston, even her old ass.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That was in Horrible Bosses 2. She was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'd give her the business.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
And she my boss? But that's the problem with my boss, that... In
she's
her
not
mind,
Jennifer Aniston.
She used to think she was fine, and maybe she was, but she's not now.
Not anymore.
So she's like, you should want to spend time with me. I was like, why the fuck would I want to spend time with your ass? You know how many fine people are out there in the world?
Because she was going to say that's the money.
And she even saw my ex-girlfriend one time. I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, it's the only Indian person I'd ever date. I personally find him disgusting. I had to go super far just so I could be like, yo, you'll never have a chance to be, you weirdo.
It's crazy. I don't know.
I should have my boss listen to this podcast.
Pat is in a committed relationship. So, you know, the fact that, what do we call her here? She has a nickname that
Mineral.
We don't, Mineral. You know, Mineral keeps him satisfied at home, and the other females can smell her OE on him. Yeah. And so they stay away. You know what I'm saying?
But still, Mineral's not letting him watch videos. Talk about
that. Oh, yeah. Speak, King. Speak, King.
I think he told you that in confidence.
Hey.
I should never be the moderator.
Hey, we're gonna take a vote. Sinfuego's moderator privileges have been revoked for all of 2020. We'll give him another try. First week of 2021.
It's too much pressure, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, man, no, it's not that.
No, you're like, it's actually pretty good.
I'm just saying, everybody else at this table is victims, and we're happy that one of us is making it into 2020, you know, victim free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and this actually sounds like so recent and so behind.
Yeah, you're right. For you guys, I mean, you've been telling me about your prior situations, yeah, and issues for so long, and reasons why there had to been certain things that were held on purpose.
Yeah, legit.
As just in case.
Just my proof.
Yeah, and that's actually more, that for me, that's more serious. I still even have copies provided as a redundant copy.
Yeah, and I was worried about, even if I have a copy, that they'd be like, where's the fucking original? Because I want to show that this person sent me this shit. Mm-hmm. Because, like, pretty much she sent me, I need to have some babies, after repeatedly asking me to go to Trinidad with her. If that was a white man and I was... So.
Yeah, if the roles had been reversed.
Oh.
She was a white boss and you was a Trinidadian girl.
Yeah.
Yo. Bro. HR would have fired the fuck out of him. Yeah.
With the quickness. So, like, if you might see me on a case on the news one day. If some shit ever goes down, I'm definitely going to make a deal out of it.
The person who is accosting me at work. She fucking called me on the weekend. And I was like, she called me on the weekend. I did not answer because I'm not trying to send no type of mixed signals. And then she texted me. It was like, oh, it was a computer question. I figured it out.
An evaluation?
Yeah. After the fact, it was a computer question and I figured it out. Then that Monday, I showed up to work. It was like, I called you. Are we okay?
We
co-workers, nigga. We been okay.
And because we is a French word. Yes. So we is yes. Yeah,
she was like, I called you and you ain't pick up. I was like, you text me, said it was a computer question. You figured it out. We had no other reason to talk. And she was like, da 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 da. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot. So I turned and started typing on my computer and clicking things like, leave me alone, I'm working. It's terrible. I feel like,
I really feel like I'm either missing out or very happy that I don't have to deal with
it. You are happy you're in a relationship, bro.
I just don't have to hear of such things. I mean, I've had it in the past, but it's so far back that I can't even remember any occasion. So
that sounds like good on one reward, you know, one thing to be proud of.
I'm so glad to be out of that cloud,
man.
I can't wait to hashtag this word.
I wish I was in a relationship.
Oh, yeah,
you wish. I know somebody who wants you, right?
Yeah. You don't want her.
You already go on trips.
Maybe you need to work on yourself.
She know where you stay. She be coming to your house. She cook food. She on keto too.
We should have sent this episode to the group chat. He ain't sending that to nobody. He ain't showing
that
to
nobody. Y'all niggas gonna post it. It's not going nowhere.
Hey. We should do like a love episode where we do like Tinder type shit, and we should get her to come to
podcast.
No, I'm driving that day so I can leave.
Like, well, I know this boy, well, we like to say a man who I feel like we share so much together, we spend so much time together, we laugh, we cry. And
that's what she was telling me. And I was like, that's so sad. No, let me wipe those tears.
That's the story. If you wiped it, that's why. That's your fault.
Yeah. What?
I don't even touch you when you cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, please go home.
No, but
please go home.
If the person who keeps accosting me is crying at work, I'll be like, could you please be quiet? I'm trying to get some work. Could you please cry softer? You're being too loud.
So she did that, and I said, yeah, friends.
Mm-mm.
And then she just, I guess after that day, she thought like it was all good. And then I stopped messaging her, and I went and got global entry so that I could go do TSA pre-check and fly by myself. And she was like, you motherfucker, you would do that. I told you to tell me when you was gonna get it. Shake my motherfucking head. And I was like, yeah.
Quick question.
I can't talk to her.
Do she look good?
Yeah.
Then what's up?
Why you nope. Don't... You want her?
Show me.
Nigga, show me a picture first. Yeah. Then I can get this girl off my back. I'd be like, my girl.
It's always gonna bother me though that
she likes you. She's with me
right now.
She with me, but she really wanna be.
This is our second kid. His name is Lovely because you know our life is so lovely. And it's gonna be around Savage. Be like, hey Savage. Like, yo, what's up? I'm like, fuck this big
ass. Like, what's up, dog?
Every time you get in a fight, be like, bro, you calm down before I smash your girl.
Be like, oh man, Savage in that Subaru. You talking shit about the Subaru? Your girlfriend wanna be in the Subaru.
Right now, Savage is bringing up the lady in question.
Know what I'm saying?
He gotta go look for her after he stated to us, oh, he has to unblock her.
So, see, this is what's popping by Savage.
Oh. Oh no!
You know they was in a whole fucking relationship because he got pictures of the person accosting him.
I don't got pictures.
I ain't got no pictures.
I had to go to IG.
Wow.
As I thought.
Of course, we already said. Show me. Let me exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
We already said why.
Exhibit A. Wow.
Y'all, it's fucked up. That's crazy.
Wow.
Exhibit A. Like, we have some underlying things that we need to unpack with Savage in 2020.
I feel like
we've been talking about it. We're not going to talk about it on the
podcast. I feel like we could do a whole episode on you, my friend.
It would take a series of episodes. But, you know, I've even had a picture that I've taken of Savage, and I zoomed in on his face, and I can read the facial expression that he had based on the situation. So we're going to have to unpack that. One episode, but you know, let me see. I ain't get to see the pictures.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Can she fight? Because if I get her, I want her to be able to beat up the girl who's accosting me. And the one who's accosting me, she looked like she could fight.
She looked like she could fight.
Boy. And she looked like she could fight.
Oh,
hey, Savage, would you feel some kind of way if I followed her?
Please.
Nah, I lost it, bro. I don't know what it is, but here you go.
You got the same phone.
Yeah, I know. I clicked the little button at the bottom and it took me to the explore page. I was like, oh, I'm lost. But I know Pat has some topics that he wanted to get to on a serious note.
No. I'm telling you, we can go ahead and continue. Keep going here.
Hey, y'all niggas think we're going to win World War III?
I don't know how I feel.
That's all?
Take it back. So who's we?
You can have her.
U.S. Hey, bro, you're not giving me shit, nigga.
Yeah,
what the fuck wrong with this nigga?
Yes, sir.
Nah, I don't want that. And yeah, he was like, yeah, remember I gave you that. He's going to be at our wedding, and I'd be like, man, I'm going to be reading my vows to her. It's like a blessing from God that you came into my life. And he'll be like, my name ain't God.
He's only 21.
Hey, just for that Savage, you uninvited from the
wedding. I'm telling you. Those things come out over time. It's not going to be first.
Yeah. He gonna let me cook for like 3 years and really fall in love with the girl and shit. And I'll be like, man, you sure you over Savage? I know like you was cooking for this nigga. And you done went whole vegan for this nigga and all that.
She be like, no, Savage who?
Okay, cool. And then, you know, we having our first son. She was like, I think we should name him Savage. What, bitch?
Why you scraping? Why you scraping so decent?
I was not expecting that.
I don't like how you was doing that. Yeah, you can have her. Nah, don't give me shit, nigga. I don't take charity, nigga. I earn what I get. I'm with you.
Well, somehow she gonna know. Shit. Wait, you know Savage? What did he say about me?
Well, yeah. I don't even like thinking about this.
Nah, no real shit. I feel like Savage trying us. We over here being accosted by OE girls, and he's over like, oh yeah, this beautiful young lady wants to be in a committed relationship with me.
She does everything I need to do.
She want to cook for me, she want to fuck me, and she want to treat me good. What's wrong with this girl? Get away from me.
She just wasn't my type. She was saying stuff that I didn't like. For real.
Like, I love you.
I want the best for you. I want you to be happy.
Wow. Take this money. Honestly, it's people like Savage, right? That make people, you know, trying to get control this OE situation handled.
We just try to
not take it seriously.
We just try to get away. Like, we need a Me Too name title.
Yeah, no, seriously.
We do. We do.
We really do.
Us also. That's what. Us also. Us also. That's what the name of our movement is gonna be. Bro. Us also. Hashtag no. Us also. If you being accosted by seriously. OE women.
Us also, bro. Like,
us also. Me too. I understand. I do not. Yeah.
Take nothing away from the people who were affected.
That's what I'm saying. You know. Us also. Yeah. We're going through the same thing.
Yeah, legitimately.
Savage is not included in us also. That girl just wants to love him. So if you listening to the podcast, we on your side.
Yo,
and if you'd like to sponsor our podcast.
1-800-MMV-POD.
Pod.
One.
Or 1-800 for the 1-800. For you we have a special hotline number 1-800 for the love of Savage.
Oh man, any lessons learned from that one, young man?
Yeah, just when they say they crazy, that's the first I'm fleeing.
I mean, isn't that like every young woman's introduction to you, just so they can?
No, you don't say stuff like that.
That's all the girls you've dated before. Yeah. Isn't that how every girl introduces herself? Like, I'm crazy. My brother's gonna try and fight you. You're like, okay.
You know, this girl told me, you know who. This girl told me, I'm a little crazy. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'm in high school at the time. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, yeah, you a little crazy. Everybody's a little crazy.
It's a cute introduction.
Yeah. This bitch was all the way bipolar.
Jeez. Diagnosed?
Yeah.
Fine, though.
She was fine as fuck. That's why, I got caught.
Who is she? Can we give,
can we go on the IG?
Can you break her up?
Bring up the IG.
Her IG don't do her justice now.
Then bring it up. I want to see it. I had to share this.
The IG don't do justice. Well, you were talking about she was accosting you. This bitch was all the way stalking me. This shit was.
Oh, wait. I think you told me.
Yeah.
She literally is all the way stalking you.
Pull up in front of the crib. Nah, I'm not home.
Yeah.
Whip, pull in the yard. Nobody's home. I'm like, lights off. I'm laying on the floor. I'm literally hiding from this bitch. She texts me, why is your car in the driveway? Come pick me up. I'm like, I don't want you to see the light of my phone. It was bad. And she was fine and shit.
Life is crazy.
Yeah.
To think back at those times.
Yeah, seriously.
Even after she had broke up with her dude, whatever, she was trying to have my baby. I was like, boy, I'm crazy. I'm cool.
That would have been a horrible situation.
No, it was. It would have.
I don't think it's ever been that bad for me. Thank God. I also think I was heavily ugly when I was a young child. So, of course, that probably helped me out.
You dealt with crazy, bro.
Crazy was afterwards, though. Crazy was all after
high school. Yeah, in high school, girls would just like you randomly. And you'd be like, not into it, sorry. Sorry, no, it's fine. No, sorry. Honestly,
pardon me.
No, legitimately. High school is when you came, right?
No,
it was middle school.
Middle school, yeah, eighth grade.
Yeah, eighth grade, it was lit for you.
Yeah, eighth grade was cool. I was always...
This nigga might as well have been walking on water. I was like...
In J's.
No, literally, I was like, why am I all over this? All this new kid. I don't even fucking like this kid. And he got me too. That was my best friend. I was like, this nigga's charming as fuck.
I literally got clout because I looked like somebody who they thought I was. So they'd always run up and be like, you're not him.
Oh, yeah, other dude,
but, yeah, but since you're not him, we should be friends. I'm like, wait, what? I guess
like,
so.
Yeah. Like, they was going to fight you. They were this close. And then they're like, oh, you're not that nigga everybody hate. We kind of love you.
No, the other guy was cool, too.
Yeah, he was. And he was cool. He's been there since probably sixth grade. So he was his coolness level spilled over onto
me. Yeah. Wow. I was like, he was a cool guy. Patrick came like, I look just like him, but I'm British.
Wow. He's cool and he's different.
There was literally a pack of eighth grade girls like, oh, you're this new kid? Like, I don't give a fuck about some nigga. Why would I give a fuck? Some nigga came to school. Niggas come to school every day. B.
Hey, to to say that phrase brings something to my attention. How do y'all feel about when you hear a celebrity die?
A celebrity die?
Yeah.
As of recent?
Any celebrity you hear any just celebrity
die.
Which celebrity?
It brings it more.
Fifth Ward Webby from Louisiana. I have no
fucking idea who that
is. Who?
Fifth Ward Webby from Louisiana.
Not regular Webby. Nah, Webby.
Nah, that's not Webby. Trill fam.
Oh, okay.
Trill ENT, no. Fifth Ward Webby from Louisiana. How you feel about it? Go.
Who?
Fifth Ward Webby. See, you say who. Savage, how you feel about it? Go.
Let me Google this, man.
If I say who, I don't really care.
All right, so boom. That's the way, you know, niggas start off. All right, so boom.
Please don't sit around me. I'm going to pick that up.
Winjay sent me a text, was like, damn, that's crazy. Screenshot attached. Louisiana rapper Fifth Ward Webby has passed. And I'm like, when you damn, that, Webby?
That's what I pictured.
You know she was on mine, too.
You swipe left.
I'm looking, I'm like, damn, Webby passed. And I'm like, damn, Webby passed. No, that's the picture's not Webby.
No.
I click on it. I was like, I don't fucking know this nigga. I don't know who the fuck this is.
So you replied to him.
And I replied like, who the fuck is this? I don't know who that is. He was like, me neither, but damn. What? I was like, if you got depressed because some nigga you don't know died, I'm about to really fuck your day up. And I sent them the stat of how many people die every day. And it was like 158,000 people die every day.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like how many babies are born. 1,000 babies are born every hour or some shit like that. So I was like, don't send me shit about people I don't know passing the fuck away. I can understand, like, Nipsey passed.
I think you're going to say Oprah. I'd be like, yeah, I'd feel...
But
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's a loss to our generation.
A celebrity who you've known or you've, like, Nipsey passed. And I was like, damn, I was literally listening to his mixtape the whole day that he passed. And we was listening to his mixtape in the car when you got the information.
Yeah,
what Savage I said. Was like, yo, so Nipsey just passed. And I was like, that's crazy. Bro,
we just listened to the album.
It's crazy that, you know, like somebody who you've learned something from or you've digested whatever. Life. Yeah, they had some kind of influence on your life. They passed. You could feel some kind of way. Strangers die every day, B. That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas is dying. Like, right now, in Iraq or Iran or somewhere in the Middle East, somebody's getting blown the fuck up.
With no tribute.
Yeah, nobody. Just because this nigga ain't famous and it didn't pop up on your Google feed, you're not like, damn, let's moment of silence every 10 seconds. You know, like, niggas is dying. If you want to show some kind of appreciation, do it every morning. Do it every night. Don't send me screenshots of nigga I don't know who just died. And then we got into a whole debate about it. They was like, well, you can feel empathy. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm a sociopath because I don't give a fuck about that shit. That shit don't mean shit to me. Tell me some other shit that don't affect me. Hey, you know the grass is green? That shit don't change my outlook on life. Like,
those are the standard things that's going to happen every day.
Yeah.
It's just closer when it happens when it's the person you know. But outside of that, when you're like, someone, niggas is still going to die.
That's what I'm saying. When it's someone I know, oh, damn, that's crazy. And when I do hear even about the dude, Fifth Ward Webby, I'm like, yo, it just makes me think about my mortality. Like, yeah, I'm going to die someday, exactly. Too. That's fucking crazy.
Looking at the way he died was a heart attack. I got to make sure I eat well. Because as soon as I see stuff like that, heart attack, I know sometimes it's hereditary. Sometimes it's based on your food. Maybe there's something I can change. Let me go ahead and make a change. If it's something that's more heart-based, of course I can't make all the decisions because it's my heart. But I can eat better. So I'll be like, oh, what can I change to not die as fast from a heart attack?
My dad died from a whole bunch of shit. This nigga, they like, when you was at the hospital, they was like, nigga, we don't know. It could be anything. Like, this nigga got diabetes. This nigga had high blood pressure. Yeah, you pretty sure. But nigga, the doctors don't even know.
Yeah. So they couldn't test for everything?
This nigga just didn't give a fuck.
Our healthcare system.
Yeah. So it's like,
they don't give a fuck.
He was diabetic. He never took his insulin. He had high cholesterol. He wasn't taking that type of medicine. This nigga sold his insulin reader to somebody. Was like, hey, yo, this nigga about to pay me $200 for this insulin reader they gave me for free. And I was like,
bruh,
don't you need that? But it's like, he just didn't give a fuck when it came to his health. So it's like, I don't understand why you sending me shit about something I don't fucking know. Like, it doesn't connect with me. Because even with my dad passed, I was like, yeah, that shit, it's not rocket science. He was sick. He didn't take his medicine. boom, he died. Like, what the fuck? That's like saying, hey, you know, I got shot and then I started to bleed. That shit crazy, ain't it?
That's like saying, you know, they got wood at Home Depot. I'm like, duh. Every fucking body knows that shit.
Come on, bro.
Home Depot got wood every day, B.
Home Depot got wood every day, B.
This is going to resonate for a long time. That's going to sit real close. Oh, man. Well,
does anybody have any closing thoughts? It is a little late.
Oh, my closing thought is our generation is so fire and so trash at the same time. We all found out World War III was going to happen. And instead of people saying, yo, this is my political stance, let's sign a petition to, you know, tell Trump what we want, niggas started making memes. And these memes was fire.
Golden.
Yo, so fire that the nigga in the army was like, hey, man, these memes are funny. Yeah, but I'm about to die in this war. So, yeah, let's take some time and respect the soldiers who might die. And he was like, yeah, but these memes are funny.
Oh man, anybody else? How you feeling? You feel like you've gotten over your...
It's gotten... dead.
I know. No, I'm saying...
I wasn't because... looking at my phone.
No, I'm saying because of it. Because she's gone from you now.
No, like I just didn't care in the first place, man.
I think we need to call her on the
pod. Nope, I only care enough to... Once I start saying... I keep it real throughout the whole friendship. Cause that's what it's friendship.
I'm starting to think she broke your heart.
Honestly, I feel like,
and he's like on the flip. He's trying like, to flip.
Nah, I never want her.
And then he's go home and listen to.
No, it'd be sad if yeah. I send you the text message and you'll be like,
yeah.
Yo.
YouTube beauty description looks so good that it hurts. You a dime plus 99 and it's a shame. Don't even know what you were. Everywhere you go, they stop and say, cause you're bad at the show.
Look, and then he took it and said,
hey, you know.
I do. Look, so peep this.
So savage. Wait. Don't peep this. That's what the nigga about to lie to you. Okay, so boom.
No.
So peep this. Or damn. All you gotta do is.
I like that.
That's
peep this.
So peep this.
That's what I always say. So peep this. Hey. All right. So peep
hey,
this.
When a nigga say all you gotta do is, just know you gonna end up in jail. A nigga say, okay, so boom. He about to tell you a hood story. So peep this. Nigga like, bro, believe me, whatever I say after this. Go ahead. Okay, so peep this. Go ahead. Right,
look, that's the reason I joke. I only say so peep this because my homeboy Wendell always says, yo, believe this or not, nigga,
if you can't believe this, that is of course number four.
That's my homeboy. Yeah,
believe this or not.
My homeboy say that shit every time. Hey, believe it or not, bro, when he say that, I don't know what he's going to do.
It's a common theme with nigga stories. If a nigga start with, man. Bro, you will not believe what just happened.
That's how I start my stories.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but if I can show you proof on the
text. But you ain't got to show me nothing, bro.
I'm just saying. Hey, I man. Don't like. I would go 2 weeks.
That's
without
between you, her, and God, bro.
2 weeks you without her, messaging somebody.
You, her, and God.
That's how I message everybody.
That's why he tried you when you were like, I might take it. He's like, yeah.
I might give it to you. Her. Yeah. I understand. He was like, she gonna break your heart the way she did. I like how the dynamic of the story was. First we was like she's accosting him, then they had a whole relationship. Now she broke his heart.
That truly is what I see no OE going on right there.
Hell yeah.
I see a lot of it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's the issue, false OE.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Me Too movement has faced this too. Bitches tried to jump on the Me Too wagon, but didn't have a legitimate claim. I think we might be in the midst of a fake us also.
It's like they trying to happen. Yeah. They happen to y'all, right? Like, no, she love you.
You know, OE, and she cooked you dinner,
and then try to make your bed, and you cut it for like 3 hours,
and then she be in your life. She be coming in your life, make everything wonderful, and then she leaves
like a hoe.
I just
leave it alone.
I'm glad you heard yourself out loud. That's all.
I heard myself out loud. I thought about this multiple times. That's why I was like, bro, I guess I can have homegirls.
Oh, shoot.
As I started talking to this girl from Dominican Republic at my job. And she's...
Here you go again.
And this is where it's going to start again. Exactly.
So, if there's any therapist who'd like to sponsor... MME podcast, so we can unpack our issues with OE, us also, and Savage's tumultuous love life. You can reach us at 1-800-MMV-PODCAST.
Oh, man, I don't even have any closing thoughts for this myself, because, like I said, I didn't experience enough for me to be able to join in.
Can you just, my two cents with your closing statements, tell us how it feels to be in a legitimate relationship?
I'm happy.
That's all. That's all.
End it right there. My phone is.
She heard her ears.
Yeah,
making sure. Tuck it.
Just had to check. Yeah, everything's good.
That's what's up.
Two thumbs up.
That's what 2020 is gonna bring for the rest of the people at MMV podcast. Boom. We're gonna find the same happiness that Pat and Mineral have.
Boom. Yeah, 2019 I ain't want no relationship. 2020 I might give it a chance.
Alright, so if you that special lady who we've been talking about.
No, hear this nigga, no.
She's the only thing she's gonna hear from that. Oh, her OE gonna kick on and she's gonna be like, I want a relationship. They were talking about me on pod. He's finally telling me his friends about me.
I can't wait for a trip.
Any upcoming trips? I know you, Savage and Sinfuego, y'all some traveling ass niggas.
Yeah, for real.
Philippines, if it ain't on fire from the volcano.
And that's happening now too.
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh, Lulevall,
and there was a lightning strike. It's in done. The fire volcano.
You remember when
that's done.
Remember in the Hercules movie?
Did he show you the video?
But the Hercules cartoon movie.
Yeah.
When he was fighting everything at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That picture. Let me show you.
Oh, we done. Strength. Oh, we done.
Yeah, and that's why Lulevall was like, "Boy, it's the end of days for real."
Real talk, bro.
Real life happening. It's just waiting for me.
Oh, I thought this was a picture when I saw it.
Oh, boy, no.
Oh, nah,
not
bro.
Even CGI can do that.
Oh, you know, in Creole, they have a saying called empty, that's it. That means, and that's it. That's it's about to be it for the fucking world. And that's all, folks. Niggas is about to be done in 2020.
That movie is that lightning strike.
No, the lightning strike with
that
the
even hit extra flame. Another mountain, bro.
That, the airport is right next to...
Bro,
the airport is next to the volcano.
Look at this
it used to be right next
right
to
here.
The you wild, Savage. So, you wild. You's a wild boy.
He flies straight into danger.
Yeah, he's
he
like.
He saw the Iran missile thing. He's like, oh, so there's flights into Iran?
They was like, no. The FDA grounded those. So can I rent a personal plane and fly there?
I mean, because remember, that's when I was flying to Egypt when they had the other stuff going down.
Yeah, when
there was strikes and stuff that was going on over there. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was like firing rockets in the streets over there in Istanbul and stuff, and I flew to Egypt during that time.
Don't ever fly Frontier. Did you see the turbulence on that Frontier flight?
No.
That shit was terrible, man. Remember when I thought Air Alaska?
They're playing from Dogford, though.
Bruh, their plane had duct tape and cardboard, biz. The way the pilot came on at the end of the fucking video with a shaky voice, like, sorry you guys had to go through that. Like, he was sure.
He was just wiping away tears.
Yeah.
He needs to slow the fuck up.
Like,
that was not turbulence.
No, he was like, they came down to an altitude where it would be less turbulence. I guess at that altitude, it was crazy turbulence. And I was like, you got me fucked up. Because the fact
that makes no sense, though.
No, but at the fact that there was a video, so somebody on the plane was like, I gotta record this shit. This shit cannot be normal. Yeah. And then while the shit gets crazier, more niggas start taking out their phone on the flight. And then this nigga come on like, hey, I'm sorry we had to go through that. And
the turbulence, you have to slow down some shit.
He was at
You turn the engine speed down, but keep the fans going at the same speed because it's supposed to chop up the air.
Yeah,
you're supposed to ride the air at that point. That's why they say slow down. You're just supposed to ride the air to make sure you get out of it.
So this nigga probably just was like, ooh.
I'm going to just power through it.
Yeah.
Some of them tried to because they're like, okay, we could break the storm. Because on the radar, they have like the laptops. They have a little tablet on the screen and it will show how big the storm is on the radar. And some of them are like, all right, look, hold on, guys. We're going to beat the storm. Nah, bruh. This nigga had did that when we flew from Curacao and American Airlines. And he was like, bruh, I got this. And we taking off from the thing, and you could see the storm coming, and you feel the plane doing this as he was taking off. And he was like, don't worry, guys, we have to go at a slighter angle. Bro, when the plane went like this, I was like, we finna go to rocket mode.
Seriously.
Oh, I'm like, boy, this shit is not exciting.
I've seen what happens when planes go, you know, like.
Because if it's too high up in the top,
that's what I'm saying.
It's gonna stall.
It's just too steep. That's what I'm telling myself.
That wasn't even the worst feeling. The worst feeling was looking over at my homeboy, and this nigga was like,
he was just thinking about all the things he was
and
about
he looked at me.
He was about
and
to was let like, go.
He's just stressed. Like, fuck. This nigga know we finna die. I know we finna die. The flight attendant jumped into the seat next to me and strapped in her belt. I was like, she didn't even go to the back of the plane.
Nah, when them flight attendants get worried, that's what I always look to see how the flight attendant look.
Told me that.
I told you that because
you told me that, and now I see it sometimes.
I know.
Was one time that I don't know what the when I was flying to Paris, it was England. The electrical system in the plane all turned off.
No, you're fucking lying.
I'm not even joking.
You should like grab.
I'm gonna fly with. So I was sitting there like, okay, like, what's gonna happen? Like, and they're like, they come on the thing, mad calm, like, sorry guys, it seems like we're having an electrical problem, but everything's all okay up here. And I was like, okay, cool. And I saw the flight attendant like. And I started walking, but was like walking kind of quick, but not too quick.
Just trying to walk off the stress. Just trying to walk off the stress.
Going back down, started moving slow. I look back, she's back there like.
But you know they can get fired for that, right?
For what, making you stressed?
They could get fired for looking worried.
No, that's the thing. She was trying to look calm, but she was stressed out. And I was
you
like,
you can't tell a person how to react.
She was stressing me the fuck out.
Going down.
I was like, this plane is going fucking down. We were like 3 or 4 hours into the flight. We're over water. So I was like, we're fucked. There's nowhere we can go.
Nah.
And that nigga landed that shit in the Hudson. You good.
No. We're in the ocean. We're not in the lake. We're in the ocean.
You're
landing.
Shit floats in salt, man.
No, you'll be all right. No, you'll die.
All he gotta do is like float it.
Bro.
Thing floats in salt, bro.
Bro, you die, bro. And then he was like,
thinking the worst.
We're gonna be turning on the system back in a minute. It should all be fine. Turn back on the system. It was, bloop. Lights going. Boo. Everything goes.
Oh,
I was like, oh, fuck. And then he saw the lady like, okay, it's not working. Got back there. Rockets. Like, this land is going down. And I was literally looking at them, and they were all nervous as fuck.
You know what it is? So the plane got two batteries. It got the regular battery, and it got an auxiliary battery. That's what that thing, that big hole in the back of the plane that y'all see, by the tail.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is when the power systems go down, the nigga do like the electrical test. It'd be like
he turns off everything.
Yeah. So he'll be like, all right, so that breaker popped, which means something's wrong. So
something
turn it all off. No. So then that nigga put that breaker, and then. And everything shut off, but the auxiliary power keeps the plane running.
Yeah,
because that's always just that runs off of fuel.
Yeah,
so he'll just be like, all right, so we got the auxiliary power, so we don't have to worry about
I was like, how did nigga fly the plane?
Yeah, auxiliary power.
Yeah, I literally seen that. I was like, no one has any fucking lights. How are we fucking flying the plane?
It's auxiliary.
So it was
power.
Just completely dark in the whole cabin.
We had only that. They had some like the smoke lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was like emergency lights.
Yeah.
Shit.
So it's to you. You're like, this is an emergency.
Yeah. This is emergency.
This is
but the emergency, emergency lights atmosphere. Are blue, not red.
Excuse me.
These motherfuckers are blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If something's going to be red,
no,
I would feel.
That's why I felt. I started getting nervous.
Blue
like,
is calming though.
They're low key trying to calm me down.
Yeah.
About
blue
to
is
down.
Supposed to be calming.
I ain't gonna lie. Flying from Europe when we was on that big 330 bus, and
I can't believe I forgot about that.
And them niggas was flying, and the plane said, and the guy was like, "Don't worry, we're experiencing some technical difficulties. We're gonna drop in altitude and see if
And then the shit started shaking, and the lady that was pushing the cart locked the cart right next to me, and she went back to her seat. And I was like, I can have either all the free beer and die drunk, or I just gotta ride this one out. And that's the shit was shaking so much that I turned my music up all the way, and I just sat back and was like,
I don't think my body can do it, because even the little bit of turbulence that I feel coming from anywhere, I can't concentrate on the music. I try and turn it up, and I just can't do it. I take off the headphones and just sit there. I'm like,
no, me too. I use my mental power to try and keep the plane in the air. It's fucking
death is coming.
At the airport, drink that tall beer they have. Make sure you finish that whole beer.
I don't get on the plane. Drink beer, but I be like, I wonder if I can make myself go to sleep so I can die in my sleep. I'd be like, because then
you see me in the plane like this.
No, I want to see it. I want to see it. I'm looking out the window like this.
What the fuck? I be trying to go to sleep, and I check. I be trying.
You don't want to be surprised. I see it.
No, I'm not even joking.
I be trying to go to sleep, and I peek.
I'm not even joking. You're
like, wilding, bro. I have the same type of curiosity that Sinfuego do, so I peek every now and again, like, oh, it's still going bad. And then if it isn't, I'm like, whew, well, I saved us from that one. Yeah. Never, if you got like don't like turbulence, never sit in the back of the plane.
No, I know that, but sadly, when we picked our things, it was, you know, like, you don't get to pick your seats.
I didn't fucking know that, bro.
Freaking United.
The back of the plane is the same.
United is not the best, because
but the turbulence feel the worst.
Yeah, but the back of the plane is the strongest door.
I don't give a fuck if it's strong if you think it's going down the whole fucking time. I'm sitting in the last row of Alaska fucking Airlines. Don't sponsor this podcast, because ain't nobody flying your shit. And this shit, the whole plane look empty.
So walk up to Alaska Airlines and Spirit just is actually, the name just falls off. It's a Spirit. They're like, oh, excuse
dog.
Me. Dog. Sorry.
Dog. It's like, the first warning sign was the plane was mad empty. I was like, I've never flown Alaska Airlines. They don't go nowhere I go, bitch. I'm going to Seattle. Why is this shit fucking empty? And every other flight going to Seattle was jam-packed. I was like, these niggas know about something about Alaska Airlines that I don't fucking know. This is a straight flight from here to Seattle. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll find me, you know, my seat. Oh, damn, I'm in the last row. Cheapest seat. All right, I guess. Damn, this shit's so empty. They don't gotta put me in the back. Can I move? Because the weight and the distance.
There. Yeah, weight and balance. You can't move in the plane. Weight and balance.
And I'm like, because there's not enough people.
They measure it before you get on the plane.
Yeah, so I was like.
So they'll put the bags, like, because you were in the back, put the bags in the front.
Yeah, but this hoe didn't know how much I weighed. So I'm like, what's up? Like, can I move? Nah, all right, cool. Then I feel the turbulence in mid-flight. These two niggas move. Hey, them motherfuckers just move. Put them back in their seat. This way the turbulence is, this shit is going down. Like, I understand why I can't move, but I understand. And this nigga in the seat next to me is fucking with me because he knows we're gonna die. So he lays across all three seats and put his hands across his chest like a fucking vampire. I wanna beat his ass so fucking bad. I was like, I swear to God, if we die, I'm gonna beat his ass when we're waiting in line in heaven. And I'm like, yo, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm sweating. And I was like, yo, this is the most terrible shit ever. And then it's like, we literally land. And I was like, I've never felt turbulence that bad. I'm Googling it. And I was like, you cannot handle the turbulence. Please never sit in the back of the plane. Yeah. I was like, oh, I ain't never sit back here. I ain't never know that.
Dog. Yeah, I sit at the emergency door.
I love the emergency door.
Yeah, I love
door.
The emergency
door. That is my favorite. Because one, those are the most space seats to help.
Always. You know? But now other niggas done caught on to it. So they be like charging more. I usually wait till I get...
Non-American.
No, I usually wait till I get to the door, the gate, and I'm like, is there any exit row available? And they're like, let me see if I can move something around for you. That's usually what they do. Unless somebody paid extra to be there, so I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, JetBlue be trying to sell them seats. They'd be like, if anyone wants the extra space seat, I'd be like, man, stop. Put me in this damn seat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to sell it.
Hate JetBlue, bro.
I'd be seeing people. I like the Jets. I don't fly too much.
It's like $5 or something.
Sure, it's $5 for cheap ass fucking disposable headphones.
Ones, yeah.
You know what American does? Gives them shit away for free.
You want to know why? Delta does too. JetBlue was trying to become a major competitor now. So now they charge for bags.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be free for the first bag.
Oh, so I was about to book the freaking Las Vegas,
nigga, California one.
Well, I mean, somebody else.
I don't pay for it.
So somebody has to pay for Crystal.
Nigga, just put it on my name and I could put it as both of them.
Alright, we'll see. Well, in between.
Y'all niggas going to California?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to LA.
If the podcast listeners, I'm giving them middle fingers. Middle finger for you too, because you could go if you want to.
Oh, the thing is, they might go next week.
These guys are going. Hey, I have to schedule. Don't explain.
Don't explain.
All willy nilly or randomly. I'm still like, all right, so May, I have to circle that down and make sure I have enough time out. These guys just jump in the plane and be like, hey, I'm taking this thing.
Let me know when you want to slot. Yo. All
right.
Nigga, I don't use my buddy passes.
Nigga, don't tell me why are you telling me this in 2020? Nigga, you had this job since 2016. I knew you had buddy passes, but you ain't never offered nothing to me. I ain't no begging ass nigga. You think I'm out here like, please, Savage, take me, please. And I ain't never been nowhere.
You got a girlfriend to give me to? You want?
Could you please give me a girlfriend to make my life better? We can go on trips together.
He used to be the most ballin' nigga in the room. He's like, yes, you can have a buddy pass and a girl. This one time. Jeez, gosh.
Now that I'm really thinking about it, Savage's been trying to little boy me. Savage's been telling me I can't dress. He was like, yo, I see these new Asics. Maybe you should get a pair of Daniels.
What you wear them? And y'all said, I don't see you with a pair. And then I had to scroll through my thing. Yeah, I got them. Give me one.
I said I like them. Let me get one. You was like, I don't know if it's still in stock. I said, yo, I want to get them. He was like, I don't know if these still in stock. And then like 2 weeks later, I see this nigga post up with some Asics and the strongest forearms in life in front of his whip. Like, yo, nigga, this is how I'm giving it up.
Yo, but I got those back in August. Yeah. Those black and yellow ones.
Oh, hey, man. But yeah, I do want them buddy passes. Fuck all that shit.
That's what I said.
You could throw a girlfriend in there for free too. Yeah. Too, I don't care.
Right, I'll shoot my way.
Yeah.
Oh man.
If you trying to slide? Let me know. We go grab what, some shit.
Where you trying to go? And
wrap this up.
I want to.
And you already know we finna wrap it up for the one time who did such a good job, moderator, our guy Sinfuego. Yeah.
Sinfuego 100.
I just wanted to say thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to show my other skill sets. I'm not just some guy out here on, you know, talking. I also have the ability to like lead too, so thank you for acknowledging my strengths, and I'll work on my weaknesses. We're all growing together in 2020, and peace.